want to welcome Bump Blomberg and Chris Silver into the studio.
Hello,
nice to
there.
Have you here.
All right.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Chris Bump is, as a musical guest, is a somewhat regular visitor. You've been here before.
I have, yeah.
And Buck and I were talking about it. I can't remember how long ago that it.
Well, I think I was on the Roadhouse, I want to say, maybe about 7 years ago.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
cow, you have not changed a lot.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I think you're totally lying. But
he's like Dick Clark. Yeah,
yeah. Doesn't get any older. Doesn't get any older.
More gray in the mix there.
But, well, it goes with the territory.
Yeah.
So, but nice to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Now, want to get out, first of all, as we mentioned before you guys came into the studio, you guys have a hectic pace.
You know I like to play.
We are going to play. We're going to rip it up this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So you start out tonight at Bluefin.
Yes, 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Tomorrow, après-ski at Papa Charlie's.
Yes, at 3:15.
Then
not only après-ski, but also ski.
Ski, yeah.
A little skiing.
Chris is going to be like
noodle.
So then after that, you play in the evening.
And then we're at in the Lutz Resort Lobby at 7 p.m. to 10.
And then Sunday the same.
The exact same schedule there, yeah.
So 5 gigs in just over 2 days, plus a little skiing for Chris.
Yeah. And he brought his two sons up.
Oh, great.
His wife and his daughter Alma stayed back in River Falls. So he's a little father-son.
We're doing a boys' weekend.
Boys' weekend. There
now,
you go.
If I'm not mistaken, you're originally from the Twin Cities.
Right.
Minneapolis?
Born and raised in St. Paul, actually.
Oh, St. Paul.
Yes.
Okay.
And moved to River Falls about 12 years ago or so, a nice little college community on the banks of the Kinnekinnick River.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet. Now, how did the two of you first connect?
You know, you come up and spend a week every summer.
Yeah.
And we just, I don't know if Jeff Cerniak ran into you on the street or what it was, but all of a sudden.
Probably on the street.
Probably.
Maybe. Hopefully
or
not
I did,
sleeping on the street or something.
Or maybe,
yeah.
Perhaps you had a gig at the tavern, I think. Yeah. Something like that. Anyway, and then for a year or two, when I had some gigs, we'd invite him up. And then the last year or so, we've been kind of planning ahead.
Well, it's always kind of funny when you run into people up here because there's so much music. And I've always been drawn to this area because of the arts and performing arts in particular. But when you stop and notice the caliber of playing up here, it's pretty incredible. And then stop and listen to a guy like Bump play, and it's like, oh, man, you know, I'd like to, you know, do some of that stuff. So, you know, I think you invited me to sit in a few years ago with Jeff and who was the other guy?
Adam Moe,
Yeah, it is, and we've talked about this before. It is pretty amazing for an area that's this small, population-wise.
Right.
To have the amount of music, good, really good music.
Yeah, you know, you'd see that in a college town, you know, you kind of expect that, but up here it's kind of, you know, ways out of the way, and and it's really amazing. So I've always been drawn to it up here.
Good.
And I really enjoy it.
Well, good to have you back. What are you going to start off with?
We're going to start off with a song I wrote called $10 Bill. Well, a working man's mistreated, and the poor man can't even say what you gone done to me, babe. Oh, why go treat me this way? VC, you'll never find Jesus on the back of a $10 bill, and I know I'll never find loving I found it with you. Find love the way I found it with you. Well, I'm broke down with hard luck and busted, like a drunkard's last dying breath. I can't go on living without you. Heartache, a fate worse than death. VC, you'll never find Jesus on the back of a $10 bill.
Chris Silver and Bump Blomberg.
Thank you.
In studio. Very nice. Very nice. I can tell you've played the mandolin before. This is not your first time.
Yeah, you know, my grandfather was a mandolin player.
Oh, actually. Really?
So I grew up in a household, family band, actually. Once in a while we get together, and he was a mandolin and fiddle player. And on one of the albums that I did, Souls and Spirits, there's a picture of him in his 20s. And he was in Europe at the time,
no all country
and around with a they had mandolin with a bowl shaped back, and he was playing that one and just traveling around.
So you come by the your musical talent somewhat naturally. You came from a musical family.
Did, you know, it kind of, my dad was more of the athlete, you know, college athlete kind of guy, and sort of skipped a generation a little bit, although he ended up playing bass in his musical career. But my grandfather was a guy, he actually played on KSTP radio on a show called The Barn Dance.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I remember him.
And he was kind of a wild guy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So was the, he was a mandolin player. Was that the first instrument that you started playing, or did you?
No, I was attracted to the guitar, a product of the 70s, of course.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah. Dwayne Allman and Jerry Garcia, and that kind of drew me in. And it's kind of funny, you know, like a lot of my bluegrass contemporaries out there, was sort of drawn into it by the Olden in the Way album by Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead, the one they recorded in the early 70s.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, one thing led to another, and I started exploring bluegrass and traditional music.
I know, like 10 years ago, I had read that Olden in the Way was the largest-selling bluegrass album of all time, and I assume it would still be. Yeah.
Is that
right? It was entree for a lot of us into that
definitely
music.
Right. It kind of led to a whole different world for me.
Yeah. Huh. And you played, at least for a while, or maybe quite a while, I know you were with Stoney Lonesome.
Right. Stoney Lonesome, played with those guys in about 1986, joined the band, and we did some work with Prairie Home Companion, got to tour coast to coast and Japan and Europe and all kinds of cool places with that group. So.
On Red House Records.
Red House Records, yeah. We did a couple records with them. It was a good time, you know. I mean, it was in my late 20s, and it was the right thing to do to be touring all over the place, and life is different now at this
indeed.
Point.
But, yeah. It probably doesn't hold as much appeal to you.
No,
now.
To me nor my wife. Yeah. Naomi, if you're listening, you know what I'm talking about.
So what do you what kind of gigs are you doing now then?
Well, I try to keep music alive, you know, just by sort of playing coffee houses and small little theaters, and, you know, not so much into the bar gigs anymore, but just trying to make some sort of musical statement, taking kind of my bluegrass and folk roots and combining that actually with a little bit of Latin and world beat.
I'm
playing
is that right?
with a percussionist, Chico Chavez, from Peru, now living in Minneapolis, and we've been sort of collaborating on some where Americana singer-songwriter meets, you know, South American music. So
interesting.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Bump, I want to talk a little bit about what you've been doing and what you got coming up, but can we get another tune?
Yes. I'm talk to Chris. You know, I mentioned earlier when I was in studio before the show that I was having some dinner a couple weeks ago and was really excited, having dinner with some friends, and I intimated to them that, you know, Chris is the finest musician I've ever played with, and
now that's going to be hard to live up to.
I know.
Talk about setting the bar.
Yeah,
but
I'm starting to get
really
sweaty.
You know, he plays.
The good news is Chris Bump just hasn't played with that many.
Yeah, that's true. It's been me in my bedroom for a bunch of years, exactly. But I mean, you know, he plays a great mandolin player. National flat picking champion, great singer, great songwriter, as we're about to hear here. I want to play this tune called "On My Way" with him that he wrote, and you know, he's played with a lot of the greats, played, shared the stage, recorded, you know, Vassar Clements, Taj Mahal, on and on, Bill Monroe. You know, he's been hung
around. It's name dropping.
I know. Shameless, but I'm doing it for you. Yeah, so it's, you. But anyway, it just ceases to amaze me. And it's just a real pleasure to get to play with him. So right. This is one of his tunes.
All right. This one's called "On My Way."
Nothing you can do,
nothing
to turn me around,
to turn me around.
There's nothing you can do, to turn me around. And I done signed up, made up my mind, well, I'm on my way, I'm on my way. Here we go now. Sat down on the shore, yes I did. And I thought about the rich, and I thought about the poor. And I thought about what and I was put here for. Well, I'm on my way, I'm on my way, I'm on my way to the kingdom land,
the kingdom land.
I'm on my way,
I'm on my way
to the kingdom land. Well, I done signed up, made up my mind, well, I'm on my way, I'm on my way.
Get it right,
don't wanna let it go. Well, I done signed up, in my mind. Yeah, yeah, well, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
To the kingdom land.
To the kingdom land.
I'm on my way. Yeah, to the kingdom land. Well, I done signed up. Made up my mind. Yeah, yeah, well, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Well, I done signed up. Made up my mind, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Here we go now.
All right, yeah. Chris Silver, Bump Lomberg, I'm on my way. That was great. That would have to be safely classified as a toe tapper.
I think so.
Mm. Hard to keep still when that's going on. That was
I saw your toes tapping.
That was great.
That's right. Yeah,
that's good.
Well, Bump, I know it wasn't the last time you were on, but last summer you had a busy summer. I think it was last summer that you were over at the Big Top Chautauqua Songwriters Festival and took second place over there.
Yeah.
And what have you been doing since?
Well, I've been trying to get this CD finished. I'm doing another CD project, and I have a bunch of friends that are going to be playing on it, and they're good at what they do, playing, and consequently, they're very busy. And also, it's a self-funded project, so that's part of it, too. I elected not to go with this. As my friend Meg says, I'm running a Kickstopper campaign, not a Kickstarter campaign. So I'm trying to pull it all together that way, and I've been playing, of course, in the winter here.
Sure.
We're very busy, and I've been going out of town a little bit and playing as well. And I host the open mic on Tuesday nights at Papa Charlie's, and then on Monday nights this year, I've been hosting the songwriter series, which has been a great, great pleasure. I've had some.
Were you doing that?
That's on Monday nights at Papa Charlie's.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'll get up and do 3, 4, 5 of my songs and then get our guest artist out. And it's been wonderful. We've turned Papa Charlie's into a nice listening room for a couple hours on a Monday night. Lights are down and everyone's dialed in. It's been a lot of fun.
Now, talking about the CD project, how are you doing? I mean, obviously producing it yourself.
My friend Bruce Bowers up in Washburn, Wisconsin, who's the fiddle player in the BCO Blue Canvas Orchestra at Big Top. I record my basic tracks there with him, and he lent some of his playing on there as well.
Good.
And then we're going to go down to the Twin Cities and finish it up down there.
Okay.
And hopefully they'll be getting out here pretty soon.
Good.
It's Chris has his studio is called The Shed, which is just that. It's the shed.
It's a little shed.
In the backyard. So he is very prolific. I don't know how your back catalog, he's got CDs and CDs and...
Now, as I understand it, you brought your latest CD in, is that right?
I did. I'd love to share it with your listeners if I could.
That would be great.
You know,
that would be great.
Yeah.
How new?
Brand spanking new.
No kidding.
Yeah, and it does feature the percussionist that I was talking about, Chico Chavez, and of course, Pete Matheson, who's played up here a lot with different groups, bass player.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of excited about it. Like I said, it's got that sort of world folk thing going on. Yeah.
Now, how does, as you said, singer-songwriter, currently residing in River Falls, Wisconsin, connect with a percussionist from, where'd you, from?
Okay, I'd like to make up like a really sexy story about my travels to Argentina that, but it was actually Craigslist. And I am totally serious about that.
Looking for
Well, there's a little backstory to that because... once in a while, there's a music community on Craigslist, and this was a very interesting advertisement. It was saying that it's something to this effect. I'm always the Latin drummer, always playing, you know, in Latin bands. Is there anybody out there playing bluegrass or folk that would like to try, you know, some combination with what
I kidding.
Do? And it's kind of cool because he not only plays Peruvian instruments are kind of interesting. One of them that's become real popular is the... the cajon. I lost the name of that for a minute, but the cajon, which is a wooden box you sit on, and it's got all these great drum tones. You can actually get kind of a snare drum tone. And it's a Peruvian instrument that he plays like I've seen nobody else play. But then he also brings, you know, rain sticks and chimes, and he does it all kind of simultaneously. It's pretty fun to watch. Yeah,
sounds great.
Yeah, it's kind of in the studio. He's really interesting because he didn't want to do any overdubs. And while he was playing the chimes, he was playing two other things. You know, so it's pretty cool.
I did not know that you could find all the stuff you can on Craigslist.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, really is. Yeah. It really is.
Like Ralph's Pretty Good Grocery, you know. You can't find it in Craigslist, you obviously don't need it.
Don't need it, yeah. Right. What's next?
This song is called Once I Loved a Woman. You mentioned the Big Top. This is the one I played there in August.
Great. Bump Blomberg and Chris Silver here at the Roadhouse.
Once I loved a woman, and she was all that. She wore them big brown boots and a little black hat. You know she weren't much for holding hands, but I could tell. Soon she was reaching down, held mine for a spell, and I know now I know sometimes her dreams are choices. We were laughing all the while, rising conversation and her sly and knowing smile. Well, the tea leaves and horoscopes, love was on the line. Maybe laying on some harmonies, living life in rhyme. And I know now I know. Autumn was closing in, leaves were coming down. I knew her love was dying when it made that sad lone sound. And I hope she will remember how I loved her then. Like summer memories fade away, never really end. And I know now I know. Once I loved a woman, and she loved me when circumstances differed how it might have been. Once I loved a woman, she was all that. She wore them little black boots, little black hands.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. Thank Bump you. Blomberg, backed up by Chris Silver. And here at the Roadhouse.
That, but if you want to come shredding with me tomorrow,
yes,
9:30 a.m. Bring your snowboard or your skis. I won't discriminate against skiers. I will be on a board.
You're boarding, huh?
Gray on a tray is what they call me.
Gray on a tray. Oh, yeah.
That's my kids call
me. You grew up skiing, didn't you?
I did grow up skiing, and I tried to connect with my teenage son several years ago, and we were striking out. But one thing he'd love to do is snowboarding, so I decided at 43 years old that would be a good thing to do.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, it wasn't a good thing to do, but hey.
I have an experience like that with inline skates.
Really?
Yeah.
And are you still inline skating?
Absolutely not.
Good? No, you're not. Oh, okay.
No.
I thought it had a good ending. But
no, it didn't. Not at all. Okay. Well, listen, before you guys go, we're kind of winding down to the end here, but we'd love to get one more, maybe another song from you, Chris.
Sounds good. All right. I'm just going to grab this really cool Gretsch steel guitar. Give me 2 seconds.
Whoops.
I think a little wardrobe malfunction.
Once again, I want to remind you, immediately following this program, of course, is Small Change, AK and DK. Going to be with you. And then I've been gone so long. Is Boomer Jam still on after that? Oh, good. Good. 8 o'clock. Oh, that's right. You don't have a mic. You can't be. Yeah. I'm sitting there wondering, Buck, why aren't you saying anything? You're just nodding. Okay, I think we're back.
All right, we were talking about influences and the whole music thing, and I'm going to play a little tune by that I heard from Blind Faith, actually.
Now, is that what you call a resonator?
It is. It's okay. A resonator, a steel guitar made by Gretsch Company. It's got a different sound to it, kind of fun. And they built it because way back in the 20s, before there was a lot of amplification,
sure,
they used this resonator to kind of give it a lot of volume. So I'll try not to blow you away here with it. Here we go. Somebody holds the key.
you are the reason I've been waiting for so long. Somebody must leave. Now I'm near the end and I just can't find the time. Oh, and I'm wasted and I can't find my way.
Silver Bump Blomberg. Wow, thank that you. Was great. Guys, thank you so much for coming
thank
in this evening. It's just
us.
Been
we
great to have
it.
You here. And
thank you.
Chris, next time you're back up, both of you,
yeah.
come back again.
Wonderful.
Great.
Thank you.